Welcome to the Alt Meet and Greet podcast at the UC Berkeley Alt.Meet Lab, where students and researchers are exploring how to create healthier, humane, and sustainable foods.
Hello, I'm Jeff Spencer. I'm a research fellow for Givaudan Flavors. Givaudan is the largest flavor and fragrance manufacturer in the world. We just completed year 2017 with record sales of over $5 billion. We specialize in premium flavors for food and beverage systems.
Wonderful. Welcome, Jeff. So first question is, what motivated Givaudan to get involved in producing alternative meats?
Well, the main motivation is that we saw pulse proteins increasing in use in many different applications. So we decided that from a strategic standpoint, we needed to understand the functionality and the flavoring aspects of these new proteins that were intended to replace animal and dairy. There are unique challenges that go with all of these proteins, and we have developed systems that enable them to be used in applications replacing traditional animal and dairy protein without any taste difference.
So how is your company able to mimic the flavors of meats while only using vegetarian foods?
So the unique challenge is actually understanding the total composition of the food. In the case of plant proteins, we break them down so that we understand the total amino acid profile and the functional aspects such as gelation, water absorption, and water retention characteristics. Once we understand how they are made from a compositional standpoint, we're able to combine them to come up with specific functionalities and, importantly, a full nutritional profile. Plant proteins are actually deficient in some sulfur-containing amino acids, and they need to be blended appropriately to make sure that you're getting full nutrition.
Great. And are there certain kinds of plants that you tend to focus on at Givaudan?
So we've had a very long history in plant proteins that goes back to the start of soy production over 20 years ago. But as you may know, soy is falling out of favor for a number of different reasons, allergenicity and some potential health aspects as well. So now we're looking at the entire landscape of new and emerging proteins. It includes pulse proteins, but also maritime proteins such as algal proteins that are being produced in fermentation vats, as well as looking at things as far out as insect proteins for mainstream consumption in North America.
Great. So considering that Givaudan is also a fragrance company, do you guys also work on making sure that products can smell like real meat?
So the aroma profile is very important to the flavor impression as well. We use similar tools between our flavor and fragrance division. In fragrances, we have something called Scentrex. In flavors, we do something called Tastetrex. The basic idea is that we go out and we capture the living headspace of a plant or an animal or a food while it's being cooked in situ. We then take that captured aroma profile back to the laboratory and using very sensitive tools like LCMS, gas chromatography, mass spectroscopy, we're able to break down the individual chemicals responsible for that aroma and build it back.
So how important do you think that the smell aspect is to convincing consumers to switch to more plant-based?
Well, specifically when we're talking about meat analogs and switching consumers to plant-based replacements for meat, we're talking about the flexitarian consumer. And they're someone that are actually seeking out the same experience of consuming an animal or a dairy protein. So the aroma is just as critical as the texture and the taste and the cooking characteristics. And only when we succeed on entirely getting that correct will there be mainstream acceptance of these products.
So what is the thing about alternative meats that you most want to teach students during your time here at Berkeley?
So the most important thing is to teach them the state of the art on where we are today and to challenge them so that they're able to push conventional thinking and introduce new ideas that we may not have considered in the past. We've been in the flavoring industry literally for hundreds of years, but it's always refreshing to get a bright group of students at Berkeley to challenge conventional wisdom and make sure we're challenging ourselves.
I have one final question. In your opinion, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges in the future for people adopting plant-based and alternative meat products on a mass scale?
The biggest issue is going to be getting the flavor and the performance characteristics right, which we're well on our way, and there are a number of companies that are doing outstanding jobs, such as Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. The secondary issue that we have to overcome is cost. Right now, the production of these products is 2 times the cost of a traditional animal-based product. when we can actually meet, be it parity or lower the cost relative to traditional meat products, then I think we'll be looking at something that's not available just as a premium product, but available for mainstream consumption and to feed all the people that we expect to have by the year 2050, with population predictions over 10 billion people on planet Earth.